are a few ways Native Americans refer to the month of October. Harvest moon, time when the corn is taken in, when the birds fly south, when bears hibernate, when the wind shakes off leaves, white frost on grass. All quite relatable even here in Korea. Soon it will indeed be harvest season here, and after turning bright crimson red and canary yellow, the leaves will be shaken off the trees by the winds. And then it really won't be long before we start seeing white frost on grass, with temperatures dropping in earnest. What does October mean for you? If you could give the month a special name, what would you like to call it? I'm Lena Park, and this is One Fine Day. Welcome to One Fine Day with Lena Park. We started today's show with Bobby Kim. It was the song 사랑 금놈, that thing called love. It is definitely, we're getting into October for sure now, right? About a week into it. Now, October must mean a lot of different things for a lot of different people all over the world. For me, having grown up in North America, I automatically associate October with the colors black and orange. Pumpkin patches cropping up all over the place, pumpkin spice lattes in the coffee shops, and more than anything else, of course, everybody was focused on the last day of the month, busy making preparations for Halloween, trying to think up great costume ideas, and getting excited about all the candy when we were little and we would go trick-or-treating. Well, nowadays, I hear the kids, very excited about Halloween, calling the month not October, but Spooktober. Even on all of my kind of social media and things that I see on my smartphone, even the games that I play on my phone, everything is going into their Halloween or spooky or horror-themed kind of specials, and the design is all changed. So, yeah, even though I'm here in Korea and it means something different, I still get a little bit of that North American Spooktober feeling. But here, it's totally different. In Korea, the month is more associated with the really, really beautiful foliage that will kind of peak in terms of the vividness of its colors. And a lot of people like to go hiking and take trips out to actually just look and see and enjoy the fall foliage. And then there's all the wonderful fall foods, lots of juicy fruits like apples, pears, persimmons, grapes. Oh, and, you know, roasted chestnuts on the street. Lots and lots of stuff. So, wherever you may be, what comes to your mind in October? What does October look like where you are? Well, today's One Fine Day has been pre-recorded, which means I won't be able to share your responses on the air in real time, but I am curious. So, I hope you do share your thoughts about October with me and your fellow listeners. You can use a chat board on Kong, right on the various message boards on our website at world.kbs.co.kr, or leave a comment on our posts on Instagram at KBS One Fine Day and Facebook at facebook.com/EnglishKBS. If you have a Korean phone number, feel free to text us at #8150. A regular SMS text will cost 51, and a long text or MMS message will cost 101 per text. Of course, your saeyeonder, these are stories and anecdotes about anything and everything else, are also very much welcome here, so feel free to share. Nothing is ever too trivial to share here. All right, coming up in part two of our show today, I will be joined by singer-songwriter Choi Hyung-woo for our segment Wow, also known as Word of the Week. So stick around to find out what fun keyword Hyung-woo and I will be discussing this week. Moving right along to our next song break, here is Komi and the unplugged version of her song 친구라도 될 걸 그랬어? We should have been friends. We just heard 거미 with 친구라도 될 걸 그랬어. We should have been friends. A very jazzified, the unplugged version. Speaking of, here is our usual OFD plug. Send your messages on Kong. Comment on our SNS posts. Write on any of the message boards on our website at world.kbs.co.kr. Or if you're in Korea, send me a text to #8150 and you will be automatically entered into our daily prize draw. Prize winners are selected each day after the show. So if you've sent me any feedback, don't forget to check the notice section on our webpage. And if you do see your screen name or part of your phone number on this list, send us your shipping info via email so we can send you your prize as soon as possible. Let's move on to our next song break. Here is Kim Yeol-im first with her song 잘 알지도 못하면서, without knowing it all. And after that, we'll listen to Shin Seung-hun with his song Sorry. We just heard Shin Seung-hun with his song Sorry. Before that, it was Kim Yeol-im with her song 잘 알지도 못하면서, without knowing it at all. Another quick announcement about our reruns. Reruns of One Fine Day are aired multiple times throughout the day. You can catch them on our website or on our mobile apps. We have the KBS Kong app or the KBS World Radio On Air app. You can choose between the two. The broadcast timetable is also available on both the website and these mobile apps, so I do hope that you take a look. Past episodes of the program are available for streaming in the Listen Again menu on our homepage. They're also available as podcasts, so you can listen to us whenever you'd like, wherever you are. Just look us up wherever you get your podcasts. Please remember that in the case of podcasts, the songs we play on the show cannot be actually included because of copyright reasons, of course. But speaking of songs, it is time for our next song. Here is IU with 8 featuring Suga. You're listening to One Fine Day with Lena Park on KBS World Radio. So at the top of the show, I was talking about what the month of October represents, or what comes to our minds when thinking about October. And I wonder if anyone's answer had been ballads. Or perhaps you were thinking about ballads because we did include a lot of them on today's playlist so far. It really seems like October is when we really, really start to put away the summer dance songs and start to listen to those soft, sentimental ballads as we feel a cooler breeze brushing against our cheeks, watching the leaves fall in a slow dance. So on that note, a couple of more wonderful ballads to enjoy. First up, let's listen to No Reply with 그대 걷던 길, The Way You Walked. After that, we'll listen to 규현 with 좋은 사람, Remember Me. They're different, but not entirely. Two different songs from two different parts of the world. It's like they belong to a parallel universe. It's time to listen to a couple of songs that are seemingly nothing alike, but actually somewhat similar in one way or another upon closer inspection. One K-pop track and one non-K-pop track. Time for Parallel Universe, and today we've got two songs that say, I miss you. Starting with our K-pop song, we'll listen to Rokoberry with their song, I Miss You. Rokoberry, of course, a co-ed singer-songwriter duo, hit drama soundtrack makers, and also a married couple. Their song, I Miss You, was part of course, a drama soundtrack. It was featured on the mega-hit drama, Dokkaebi. Now, the soundtrack version was performed by singer Soyu, but Rokoberry also released their own version of the song as a single. And the song starts out like this. I don't know why it is that I keep tearing up when I look at you. Are you coming to me in a roundabout way? Love that cannot be avoided. I love you, I love you, love you. I felt that we were destined for each other, and I miss you, my destiny. Oh, there's nothing like the ache of missing someone that you love, right? As for our non-K-pop song, we'll listen to I Miss You by British electronic music group Clean Bandit. The song was released in 2017 as a single off of the band's second studio album entitled What Is Love? The song features the voice of American singer-songwriter Julia Michaels, who has co-written many hits, including Justin Bieber's Sorry and Selena Gomez's Good For You. Clean Bandit described this song as a simple song about the unbelievable pain of breaking up with someone you love. Ironically, though, Julia Michaels said that she wrote the song while she was at the height of an emotional roller coaster, saying, "When I was at the top, this flew out of me." Here's a bit of the words. And I know we're not supposed to talk, but I'm getting ahead of myself. I get scared when you're not, because I'm scared you're with somebody else. I guess that it is gone, and I just keep lying to myself. I can't believe it. I miss you. Yeah, I miss you. Ah, missing someone that you're not supposed to miss anymore. Two different kind of interpretations or stories going on, but the same title. Let's listen. Rocco Berry first with I Miss You, and then I Miss You by Clean Bandit featuring Julia Michaels. That was Clean Bandit with Julia Michaels on their song I Miss You. And before that, Rocco Berry with I Miss You as well. Those were the Parallel Universe songs of the day. In part two of the show, I'll be joined by singer-songwriter Cho Hyung-woo for our Friday segment, Word of the Week, where we pick a fun keyword or theme to discuss and to choose some songs about. So if you have any comments or questions, you can text me at sharp8150, message me on Kong, write on the various message boards on our website, world.kbs.co.kr, or leave me a comment on our posts on Instagram at kbs1fineday and Facebook at facebook.com/englishkbs. All right, let me wrap up part one of the show. Here is Kim Pierre singing 어떤 날은 someday. Welcome to part two of One Fine Day with Lena Park. Now, in just a moment, singer-songwriter Choi Hyung-woo and I will be starting up on this week's Word of the Week. I do hope you will join us. Now, although today's show has been pre-recorded, don't let that stop you from dropping by, from leaving comments, or even questions. If you're using the Kong app, write your message in the box at the bottom of the screen, right in between the pause play button, the musical note icon. You can also use any of the message boards on our website, which is world.kbs.co.kr, or leave comments on our posts on Instagram at kbs1fineday, and Facebook at facebook.com/EnglishKBS. And if you have a Korean phone number, feel free to text me at sharp8150. It'll be 50 won to send an SMS and 100 won per MMS message. We'll take a quick song break so Hyung-woo has some time to get settled in here. Here is Oban with 어떻게 지내? I need you. Sometimes all it takes is a single word to remind us of a memory we didn't even know we had, to take us on a long journey, on a random train of thought, to make us paint an elaborate picture in our heads. or to bring to our minds a string of wonderful songs. It's time for Word of the Week. Welcome to Word of the Week. Every Friday, we take a single keyword or theme and let it bring back to our minds some songs we haven't heard in a while. Gives us a push to explore some new songs and talk about the ones that also naturally pop into our heads right away. And joining me in the studio is OFD's Man of Friday. It is singer-songwriter Jo Hyung-woo.
Hello.
Hi, Hyung-woo. Welcome back.
Happy Friday, Nuna.
Yeah, happy Friday to you. How have you been?
I'm doing good.
Yeah?
Really? Yeah.
Busy?
The weather's good.
Kind of busy.
I did some kind of like renovation in my studio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. How is that going?
It was very tiring.
We're putting in new steps.
Yeah.
There's some big renovation.
Because it's all broken, like rotten.
Oh.
Because it's wooden stairs.
Oh, it was wooden stairs.
Yes.
So I did. You switched it though.
Yes. To like a metal one inside there.
Oh, okay.
Reinforcement and like a front garden is all neat now.
Wow.
Yeah, and like cleaning and all the things we have to throw away and everything. And because the workers, they all come to like our studio at like 8 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
So I had to go out like...
Wow,
that
you're totally commuting time.
Oh my
morning
God.
Rush.
I even slept in my studio.
Just slept like, there.
Yeah,
it's easier.
It's easier.
Easier than going home and then trying to wake up
at
6 o'clock in the morning.
Do rush hour 7 to 8.
Oh, yes.
I really respect people who commute like every day. Like,
I know.
To work. Like,
Seriously.
Wow.
And our listeners, you know, they just, they don't really think about it because it's just total
it's
routine.
It's like normal to them.
But I guess to you and I,
yes,
you know, like, I can't imagine.
어떻게 그래요?
Every morning rush, morning commute, and
yes.
Every afternoon, the evening rush, rush hour traffic,
yes.
The evening commute.
Mm.
It is quite amazing.
It is.
Truly, truly amazing.
It is very amazing.
And these are the people who make the world go around.
Yeah.
Seriously. We try and help you out and give you some wonderful songs to keep you company.
Yes.
During your commute.
Mm-hmm. That's our job here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to launch into Word of the Week. And Hyung, would you like to introduce our theme today?
So, Word of the Week for today is Sleepless Nights.
Sleepless Nights. 잠 못 드는 밤.
잠 못 드는 밤.
잠이 안 오는 밤. Yeah, Sleepless Nights. And this is...
interesting topic for...
It is.
Everybody, and especially people like us. Yes. Very interesting.
And by that, you mean because, first of all, Sleepless Nights, I'm not sure what it would mean to many people, but I already knew... without even having to ask you, that you and I probably really, really kind of understand this theme intimately.
Mm.
I have a long history of experience.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yes.
Maybe you have more. Like, much more.
Like, I just have more because I've been alive longer.
Oh, yeah. But, I know about
But how about these days? Do you sleep well these days?
These days, I think surprisingly, I am doing
good.
It really well, yes.
I remember you were going through that detox phase or you were trying to hydrate a lot. And then one thing you said was that sleep comes really well.
Yeah, I was kind of amazed. And I'm doing kind of like jogging and walking thing.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mentioned it last for a few weeks.
You were going to get moving.
Yes, yes. You know, trying to walk around.
Right.
Yes. And after the radio last week, I got off at like a Changanpyeong station and I walked for like 8 kilometers, I think.
Wow.
So from the knee of the Chunglangcheon to like the chest of the Chunglangcheon, I walk all the way to my house.
Wow.
Like, run and like walk. And
what, run and walk, power walk, you know, in just different paces. And
Was it nice
that you had like a destination? Does that help you motivation-wise?
I thought so, yes.
Yeah.
I think it helps.
Yeah, like, it helps.
Oh, now I see those, you know, weight rows to my house and everything. And surprisingly, after, I have been doing it for like weeks now. And, and it really, I think it really helps, Nuna. Like, yeah, maybe you know too, yes.
I should do that. Well, I did start kind of a walking program. I didn't do it outside because it was summertime, it was so hot.
Yes, I was
doing it at the gym. But then, of course, the gym, with the fourth wave of the pandemic, it got a little, you know, it stayed open.
Yes, yes.
But I just felt uncomfortable
Me
going
too.
There. And then after that happened, since fourth wave, mm-hmm. I haven't exercised at all. Uh-huh, mm-hmm. I'm going to be honest.
I know, I know.
I do remember that, you know, being more like, you know, diligent with your fitness routine did help me sleep a little bit better.
Yes, yes. But the situation is kind of special because this is the fourth wave and the situation is not good.
It's true.
So
it's a little bit different.
I think there are pros and cons. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But typically you've had lots of sleepless nights and insomnia.
Yeah, I did.
Have you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not that bad.
Not as bad as some
Not
other people,
as, yeah.
some other musicians we know.
Being compared to like, our like mm-hmm. musicians or actor friends,
yes.
they some
Just
of
really
them
can't sleep.
Really like
yeah.
Basically, some of the serious ones mm-hmm. they told me that they didn't sleep for like one day or 2 days,
mm-hmm.
and still they cannot sleep. And
yeah,
that's not the case for me. I'm just sleeping late.
Yeah,
I think
that's true.
I'm not like a,
it's
like
it's
really
one of
bad
those
insomnia.
Things. Are you the type of person like me?
Yeah.
When you go to bed,
mm-hmm.
you don't. Some people they just before literally
mm-hmm.
before their head
mm-hmm.
hits the pillow, they're already.
Oh yes. yes.
Or I'm so envious of my husband because
mm-hmm.
he's like, okay, it's time to go to sleep. I'm gonna go to sleep. He's totally awake.
I see.
I'm gonna go to sleep. Then he turns off the lights, closes his eyes.
Wow.
And then he's asleep.
Wow.
I'm like, how do you do
That's
that?
That's like a mystery.
It's so true.
That's so amazing. That's
I don't know. Like, he just turns it off. Like, time to go to sleep. Closes
oh
his eyes.
God.
And then in 5 minutes, all of a sudden.
It's like almost like us mysterious. Us, Jung Hyun Nuna can sing so well. Like
life's mysteries. Life's
mysteries. Wow, it is that amazing. Like,
yeah.
Wow.
Let's take our first song break before we run
yes.
out of too much time. What are one of the songs that you brought in for us today?
Yeah, so it's a very interesting song. And
mm-hmm.
I think it's a good song to start with because it's kind of lively and kind of trendy.
Yeah.
And this song is called 잠이 들어야.
Oh.
And it is by Loco
mm-hmm.
and featuring Hayes. And
yes. This is cute.
Yeah, the first bit is really interesting. You kind of like laugh or giggle when you hear the first bit. 잠이 들어야.
It's exactly what came to my head when you
best song to start with. So.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a fun way to start us off. All right, so let's listen. Here is 잠이 들어야. It's Roko featuring Hayes. Can't sleep. 잠이 들어야 내일이 올 텐데 멈춰버린 시간 위에서 뒤척이기만 We just heard, wonderful.
Wow.
Rocco and Hayes mm-hmm. singing 잠이 들어야 or can't sleep.
잠이 들어야.
So how long does it take for you to fall asleep?
What
do you do when you go to bed? Do you lie down and close your eyes?
Mobile phone. Same as anybody else. Like,
it's so true.
Just play some kind of video and like,
uh-huh.
you know.
You watch like, videos.
Beside my pillow,
yeah.
I kind of lean it and I'm
Oh, and you
I'm
just lie down.
Sideways,
and you just
like,
watch videos
while I fall asleep.
Interesting. So. Does it help you fall asleep?
Yeah, the video that I choose
yes.
it affects a lot.
Oh yeah, of course.
Yes,
that's true. If it's too
stimulating, like yes, then I can't sleep. If
of
it's
course.
Too short, then I should change it. Like change the video so
it has
up.
To be long enough.
Long enough, but interesting enough, not too
okay,
boring.
Just one example of like one video you watched recently. I'm just curious.
Yeah, this video game like
thing. People watching.
Yeah.
Okay, so
people
playing
video games.
Play video games.
Yes,
they play
PC
games.
Yes.
Sometimes they even play mobile games and somehow they screen capture it.
Yeah.
And they post it on
Something
streaming
like
sites.
Yes, 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 yes.
And you watch that.
Yes. So it's like a streaming video thing. And like, because like, video games,
yes.
they just, when I play or watch video games,
yeah.
I just don't think when I like. So I think that's the good thing about the video games.
Yes,
like,
it's so true.
And them playing like a narrator, if they have like a good voice, then kind of it helps me to
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, the nicer voice.
Okay.
Yeah, it can't be somebody like, yeah, no, I got a full life. And then you're like, okay, I'm not sleep here. That's very true, too. For me, on my smartphone, I'm actually playing games.
Oh, yeah.
And I have a kosu.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I have like several games.
Games.
And then these days on the mobile,
mm-hmm.
because they want you to keep checking in.
Yes.
There's like, you get a daily prize.
Some task. daily
in
task.
A daily task.
Yes, yes.
So I have to do all my daily events. So I wait, you know, I wait until save them all for the night time.
Yes, yes.
And then it's like, okay, time to collect my coins of the day.
Yes,
and then time to
receive everything.
Exactly.
Like, I do that too sometimes.
And I collect all of those. And then I have one game that I love to play because for some reason, I've been playing it so long that same thing as watching the video. Like, I have to think about the game, but not enough brain function where I can sort of zone out.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know,
yes,
just the it's kind of like matching gems, match three games.
Yes, yes.
And you're just like, match the gems. Oh, here's red. Oh, okay. And then strategize. But I've been doing this for so long that it actually makes me sleepy.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, that's amazing too.
So I usually count on that one game to make me sleepy. But the daily event, it takes so long. There's like a cycle of games.
I see.
That it takes at least an hour.
The whole routine.
And I want to finish it because then the event ends.
Yes, yes, yes.
And
yes.
I'll just literally, I can't keep my eyes open. I'm nodding off. I'm dropping my phone. But I have to finish.
I see.
And then usually that will help me these days.
I see.
Absolutely. But I had horrible insomnia ever since I was in high school.
When you were young?
Yes, like, when I was very young. I've always had insomnia because I was too nocturnal.
I see.
And society requires you to not be nocturnal. You have to be wake up early in the morning, be productive, and then go to sleep 10, 11, and then do the same thing all over again. But all day, I would be in a fog. And then right when, like, the sun goes down, I start to just wake up naturally. Right? And then that's when you're doing your homework when you're in school.
Yes.
And then after homework, you want to kind of relax and play. But then it's already really late at night. But I'm always so up.
You're so active during the time.
I've always just been really, really nocturnal. My brother is the same way.
Yes.
We're just really nocturnal. We can't sleep at night.
I see.
And that's when all your clear thoughts come. That's when, you know, all my ideas for stories.
Yeah,
I used to write
stories.
Yeah, you suddenly get super productive.
I see.
And then, so the problem is then I have to wake up for school at like 6 in the morning. And then you're in a fog, and then this vicious cycle starts again. And then you don't wake up until whatever, you know. So
I see.
Always had a problem. There was during high school, many nights that I just didn't sleep at all.
Oh,
that I would just kind of be lying there.
I see.
And you just stare, and then you see the, you know, sky brightening, and then you're like, oh, I gotta go to school.
Oh,
it was pretty bad.
I see.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. But these days, it's a lot better. Yeah, absolutely.
I think now you have a like right job for...
Yes, definitely doing radio has given me a better routine and has helped me, I think.
Yes.
But more importantly, like before, I think being active, having an exercise routine, that seems to also be kind of a secret to getting some good sleep. Yeah, absolutely.
I think it's always really good. Like the exercise, it's a solution for so many things.
It is.
Like,
it's what your body needs.
Yes,
your body needs that sort of stimulus, right? Because otherwise, you know, I don't feel like I'm active enough to get sleepy. So we have to, you know, put our body through a little bit of work.
Yes.
And then reward our body with sleep. But because of 불면증, I brought in a couple songs about this.
Oh, yes.
And the first one I want to listen to is it's slightly older. So it's Dynamic Duo song. And we listened to him in the top of our show today. But Bobby Kim does the hook for this song. So, but it was so good. So I thought it would be okay to hear a little more today.
Of course.
And I just really, really... This song speaks to me because I think it's also musicians talking about insomnia.
Yes, yes.
There's a specific thing about musicians not being able to sleep.
Yes.
And he says, "Oh man, I'm not able to sleep, and so I'm just, you know, lying in bed, and I just start like humming some melodies, and I'm humming some melodies, and during this night I cannot sleep. I'm going to grab that old guitar by the bed, and I'm just going to start singing.
Oh my!
And he says." Oh man, is there something wrong with me, you know? And then he's like, why can't I sleep? This line totally hit me. And then the dawn was my lullaby.
Oh,
and then the dawn
yes.
put me to bed.
Oh, my
have you had
God.
That experience?
So many.
So many. Where you're lying in bed.
I hate it. No, no, like, I can't sleep. And then, like,
you can't
sun
sleep.
Is rising,
and then the sun is
and
rising.
Then,
and you're
like
mangetta.
Mangetta. And, like,
and then you get sleepy. And
yes,
then you fall
I get sleepy. Knowing that I have ruined my day already. Like.
Exactly. Exactly. And then you go, oh my day is
God.
Already ruined now. And then you fall asleep.
Oh, my God.
And they sing and rap about that in the song. And I was
so
like,
interesting.
Oh, my God, you're in my head. And
so
I love it because I'm like, okay, I'm not the only one. You're not the
yeah,
only one.
답답하네.
A lot of us, especially artists or
yes.
creative workers, I think we feel this a lot. So let's listen.
Wow.
Here is 불면증. It's a dynamic duo featuring Bobby Kim, Insomnia.
What you got for me this time, man?
That was Dynamic Duo with Bobby Kim singing 불면증 or Insomnia.
Mm.
And it, definitely musicians, we have a lot of...
Yes,
all the musicians you know, right?
Too.
I don't know any musician that, like, goes to sleep at 9 p.m., wakes up at...
mm-hmm.
I really
if they
don't.
Get, like, older and when they have kids,
yes.
like...
Oh, sure, yes.
I heard from 형들,
yes.
like, the engineers and 형들,
yeah.
like... I heard that Radhi 선배님 is famous for working in the morning.
In the morning.
In the morning.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think he didn't do it from the first place, but
sure.
now they are changing. And
mm-hmm.
like Postino 형님 said, mm-hmm. told me too.
Yes, when he had his boy.
Yes, uh-huh. they actually said, told me that you're going to die young if you keep doing that. So, 형아, 너 죽어. So, like, change it up a bit.
I see.
Yeah, they told me to keep myself healthy. So.
Interesting.
But most of the like older
yeah.
musicians.
Like. Yeah, especially young musicians.
Yes,
and
yes.
of course, if we're unmarried and stuff like that, it's just all the good stuff. It just all happens at night.
Yes.
I just don't know. And just like in the song, how many times have you not been able to sleep at night and just started strumming a guitar
oh,
and writing
yes.
songs? Yes,
yeah? I did a lot.
Yeah.
Like around my room
mm-hmm.
or in my studio.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I was younger, I
yeah.
thought that the inspiration would just come. So I was just waiting in my studio. Like
just
it was,
sitting there.
Just sitting there. Just
in front of your computer.
Doing something stupid. Like, I don't know. Like
it's
doing
gonna happen.
This, that.
Yeah.
Like, watching some tutorial videos and everything.
But just, nothing happened?
Nothing really happened. And I realize that, yes, it happens, like, inspiration comes well during the night too, but
yes.
you have to do something.
Yes,
you know, at least strum a few chords
right.
or like
exactly
try to write something.
Yeah.
Then it comes.
Yes,
just waiting does not.
Just
you know,
waiting doesn't.
It,
do.
It doesn't. Just,
you know. I usually I used to keep a little notebook by my
yes,
bed,
yes.
And then I didn't even want to turn on the light, but I would think of a lyric
mm-hmm.
or something or an idea,
mm-hmm.
and then I would just take my pen and then go on the paper.
Oh,
and
yeah.
my eyes are closed. It's pitch dark,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and I would just write.
Right.
And then I'd put it down and I'd
mm-hmm.
try to go back to bed.
Because mm-hmm.
I won't be able to sleep
mm-hmm.
until it's written down.
I see.
These days, I have the handy smartphone.
Yes.
And you can just turn on in your little voice recorder,
mm-hmm.
and I'll just be like, hum, 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 hum. Well, decorde, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like, and then when it's time to work, I have something to use.
So that's
what you do, too.
That's like ingredient for our music. So
when we were younger, though, I would just turn on all the lights, start playing that guitar,
oh, yeah.
or go to the piano,
yes,
go
yes.
downstairs to the piano, and
uh-huh.
I even wrote a song where I said I tiptoed down to the piano again in the
I
middle
see.
Of the night.
Wow, that's
I
cool.
was the lyric of the song.
Mm-hmm.
So many songs have come out of it.
Yes.
One of my songs, Everyday Prayer, came out of a sleepless night.
Uh-huh.
Actually, a lot of my songs came out of a sleepless night. And how about you?
Actually, I have a song that was written during my, like, sleepless night. Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I just remember the scene clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Like a single bed that I used to use,
yeah.
like, when I lived with my family.
Okay.
It's like a smaller one.
Yeah.
And because I couldn't sleep and there was, like, a guitar, I used to keep, like, my guitar not in my studio but at home.
Right.
Like, at the time.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, just magically this kind of, like, the first like riff
wow,
came
uh-huh.
and I did the humming and
yeah.
I recorded it using my phone.
Oh.
Yes. And the recorded version that
yeah.
that draft version came out so well. So I know that it's a very good song. And after years, I used it to, you know.
Wow. So you put it aside.
Yes.
And then that one sleepless night gifted you a song.
Yes.
That's fantastic. Mm.
Maybe you know about the song too. You know the song. Like it's called 그 밤.
Oh, 그 밤.
Before the night is come.
Yeah.
It was written
like, during a sleepless night, on your get up, play that guitar, just like dynamic duo
like
talked
about.
Like
1 or 2 o'clock.
Wow, and then
remember.
Just turn your phone on and just start playing and recording. That's fantastic.
I was like,
and then that became this song. That's fantastic. I'm sure listeners are all kind of fascinated to hear the story.
I thought that is a very good song to listen to.
Yeah, let's listen. Here is Cho Hyung-woo with 그 밤, Before the Night is Gone. That was so beautiful. Cho Hyung-woo singing 그 밤 or Before the Night is Gone.
You.
It just, again, I can feel kind of like,
yeah.
You know, just you feel a kinship. I know I've been there. I've been there too. And I'm sure a lot of people who can't sleep for one reason or another, sometimes, you know, being unable to sleep, there's like a specific problem. For me, sometimes one of the worst things that keeps me from falling asleep is when I have to wake up early.
Oh, yes.
Does this happen
to you? I
do
that too, like 2 weeks, like almost every week, I can't sleep. Like.
Because, like, say you have a very early morning appointment, or have a schedule or performance, and you have to wake up
like
at 10 a.m.
live,
you know, and then you're like, okay, so you try and go to sleep early.
Yes.
So we're being professional.
Yes. Like 10, like we go to bed.
Yeah, and so we can wake up early, and oh, boy. What is it? The stress about having to wake up early?
Yes.
Actually keeps us from falling asleep.
And we keep think like, 그냥 자지 말까? Maybe I shouldn't sleep.
Maybe I should just power through. Just do all-nighter. I mean, and it's just like the worst thing to sit there. Sometimes I really do just give up.
Because
I think it's actually more stressful trying to sleep and having anxiety. Oh, I gotta sleep. I have to sleep. I have to sleep. You know, in Korea, we're like, oh, 자야 되는데, 자야 되는데, 자야 되는데. And then that is more, I think, worse for our body and our stress level. So sometimes I'll just give up.
Yeah.
Right? Go up, get a glass of water, and maybe turn the very, very low lamp light. And just go on my phone, you know, play my game again, and then, you know, just start over. And then,
just again.
And usually, eventually, that will work.
It
at least
help.
It takes your mind off of it.
Yeah, I
absolutely.
Think so. It could help.
Yeah. And are any tips for besides a video if that happens?
I don't know, like,
it's tough, huh?
Warm water,
Warm water. You know, milk is supposed to help.
Oh, yeah, I heard.
Some warm milk in North America, that's kind of the remedy. If you can't sleep, drink some warm milk. Apparently milk actually the protein releases something that tells
some
your brain
hormones like
it tells your brain to be
rest.
Comforted.
I see.
Yeah. And so it's sort of like a calming kind of thing. That's supposed to help.
I see. Like recently I changed my pillow, Nuna, and it works really well too.
Oh my gosh, an important pillow. A good pillow
just
is
right
so important.
Pillow for you. Yes,
absolutely.
Yes. I think it helps.
Oh, I've tried this and that and everything. You know, especially, you know, people, we all carry tension in our neck and shoulders so much. That just investing in a pillow is really good. I got a present, a really fantastic, super fancy memory foam gel cooling something crazy. I got a Christmas present.
I see.
And that's been my go-to. I mean, it's just like...
Is it good?
My pirsagi, right? It's my secret weapon.
Oh my God.
For a good night's sleep.
Wow.
So much so that I take it with me everywhere.
I see.
I take it with me when I go to, you know, regional, somewhere else in Korea for a concert.
Like...
You know, go down to Busan for a concert. And it is... heavy.
I see.
It is very, very heavy.
But still.
But it's worth it.
I just
shove it in my suitcase.
See.
And I have to bring a suitcase because of just
the pillow.
I see. But it's worth it because that is how precious the sleep is.
Such a good gift, yeah. you know, giving a good sleep for...
Pillow. Yeah, pillow. Absolutely. I mean, it was a very good present. It was a risky present, because what if it was not right for me?
Yes, yes.
Because every individual has, like, different needs. But luckily, it just turned out to be the magic pillow.
Yeah, that is a good tip, actually. If you're having trouble falling asleep,
maybe change your sleeping environment.
Yes, it worked for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. A few weeks before, I changed it. And it's just totally different. Yes, it's really different.
You know, the type of bed or, you know, if your bed is too hard, maybe get a little foam kind of pad. They're not expensive at all.
Yeah, it's not.
Something like that. Or maybe the sheets, just changing that.
Yeah.
I also think one of the things is because I have so much problem sleeping, I refuse to put a television in my bedroom.
Ah.
And there's nothing in the bedroom.
Yes,
except
I do
the
that
bed.
Too. Yes.
Now, I want it to just be a very kind of a calm, this is your room of rest kind of environment.
Bedroom is bedroom.
Bedroom is bedroom.
Yes, yes.
Yes, exactly. Although, you know, it doesn't really work because I have my iPad. I'll lie in bed, I'll just binge watch TV on my iPad. So it doesn't totally work, but, you know, that is another thing too, right?
Yes.
So many people have televisions in their bedroom.
Oh, that's
sad. Now I'm thinking maybe switch it up if you have trouble sleeping. It's true. Do you know anybody who falls asleep with the TV on? I have a friend like that.
I think I had, I can't think of any, but...
Like, I cannot. If a TV is on or something is on, I don't care what it is or if I saw this show 100 times, I'll just keep watching.
Me too.
I can't stop watching. But this person could not sleep without the TV on because it's white noise.
Aha.
Yeah.
Somehow it helps.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting too.
And so we went on a trip together.
Oh my god!
And it was tough. It was tough. Yeah, sharing a hotel room. Yeah. Speaking of writing, musicians who write during a sleepless night. I found a song that, I mean, he doesn't talk about actually, like Dynamic Duo actually talks about being sleepless and writing music.
Yes.
But this song, I'm pretty sure he did write on a sleepless night, just like you.
Uh-huh.
I have this feeling that he actually just got up in the middle of the night, got his guitar, and he just started, just like your song with Kuban. And he does this lovely thing. This is a new song that I found for today. And it's nice. You feel like you're taken into the night with him. It's a song from Chenakta.
Oh.
Called Pumyeonjung.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So,
he wrote a Pumyeonjung song,
I know. It's
too
interesting. Very unlike Chenakta, the image that you're used to. So I thought that would be nice for our next song break.
Oh, can't wait.
Okay. Here's Chenakta with Pumyeonjung Insomnia. We just listened to Chenakta with 불면증. I think this is a hidden gem. I don't think it's very well known.
I like it. No,
it's so pretty.
It's my style. It's his style.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
It starts out very acoustic, but then he builds it up. Strings come in and pianos come in. It swells into a full-on ballad, which is a little surprising. I'm sure it started out as just a very small, intimate folk song, but it really kind of evolved.
The way he sings, like almost like signing. Like,
Yeah, love it. Gosh, is that part is addicting.
Wow.
Oh, such a good idea.
Mm.
It was so different when we were little kids, right? When we were little kids, did you, ever... Were you like a very good boy? Did you go to sleep right away when your parents said yes? Or did you kind of...
I think so.
You did?
Yes, I think so.
Like, I never did. I never did.
I don't remember.
You never, like, stayed up 몰래, like pretending to be asleep, but you're not really asleep because you want to do something.
I don't think I did. Like, I just... The song, I think it's like a KBS news theme.
Yes.
When the news finishes, there's like a theme song, like jingle. Like, and like the song was like, I still get kind of frustrated because I think I remember the tune.
Okay.
And as soon as the sound is played, I think it's 9시 or 10시.
Yes, yes.
My mom and dad would tell
bedtime.
Me. Bedtime. So like as soon as I hear the tone, like I get like, I still do that. Like,
you have this sort of trigger.
Yeah, that's like a trigger.
It's a trigger
for
me. Where yes, you're like, yes. Oh no.
Oh my god, oh, it's a bad time.
Bad time.
I don't want to.
I'll stress.
Like, yeah.
You know, oh, I don't want to brush my teeth. I don't want to brush my teeth. That was
the hardest. KBS Alps News. Like, yes.
It's a trigger.
It's a trigger for me.
So funny.
Yeah, really.
When I had to go to bed when I was a little kid, I loved to read books. Love to read books.
I see.
My face was always hidden by a book. Everywhere I went, you know, walking to school with my face in a book. Everywhere. So when they told me to go to bed at night, I'm like, but I just finished my homework. Now it's time to read my book. So I did this thing where you cover up all in the thick blanket.
Yes,
yes. And you take your flashlight and then you read the book in secret. I did that.
That's so good.
That's probably why I had insomnia
later. Wow, that's so 멋있어요. It's like a movie. It's like a movie scene.
Yeah. Sure a lot of kids did that, or a lot of us did that as kids, no? You know? When I became a teenager, I wanted to talk to my friend on the phone, and you know, you would talk for hours
hours. Yes, yes.
And so sometimes they're like, go to bed. It's like, okay. Then I would accidentally under the covers.
Yes, yes.
It was very hot under the cover. You know, and then hiding the light, et cetera, et cetera, just to talk on the phone. We did stuff like that.
I remember. I miss those days of when I was younger. When we were not free, but free.
When you were a kid and trying to fall asleep, do you remember what you thought about? Daydreaming?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I would think of, being the main character in the story in the book, being a princess, and I'm running away from those evil people. Did you have any daydreams like that as a kid?
I always think of several number of superpowers, and I always choose
superpowers.
One. Like 순간 teleport or the time warping,
traveling.
And then I have to, invisibility, and I have to choose one of them.
Just one.
Choose. Yes.
And then you're like, oh, which one I choose?
Yeah, which one should I choose? If I choose that one, I could do that thing, then anything. I could maybe change this thing and that thing.
Right, and you're weighing the pros and cons. And then in about 10 minutes, we find ourselves asleep.
Maybe time warp is too dangerous. Yeah. And then I see.
Yeah, something similar to that that's kind of been helping me a little bit these days, if I have slight insomnia, is I think about what I'm going to wear tomorrow. Have you ever tried that?
That could work.
Yeah, that helps me a little bit. In very detail, you know, I'm like, okay, so I will, wear these jeans with this and then that. And then how will I do my hair? And then I never finish.
Yeah,
I fall asleep before.
Thinking.
Yeah, just giving your mind some sort of very menial task to think about so that you don't think about, deep thoughts, which keep you up.
Just like counting a sheep or something, because that's what they told us
counting
do
sheep.
When you can't sleep.
Or, watching videos of video games,
Something
like that. Our brain needs just enough stimulation, but to kind of zone out.
Yes.
And then, I guess, fall asleep. It's kind of a weird thing.
It's weird.
A lot of people, of course, listen to music to help them fall asleep. I can't do that anymore. Before I became a professional musician, I listened to music all the time. You know, I would wake up and the music would still be playing. But
Now you get too stimulated you think about the ideas and everything like that.
Exactly. I start thinking about, this bass line is interesting. And so we can't do that. No. But for non-musicians or even for musicians who still listen to music to help them fall asleep. Hyungwoo and I brought in a couple lullabies.
I brought a song called it's a lullaby. It's a song called Lullaby.
Oh, the song is called Lullaby.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
And it's by Jeok Jae.
It's
kind of my style too.
This
it's all acoustic and slow. Appropriate song for night, which I love to write and sing and perform and to listen to.
Yeah.
And because it's Jeok Jae, one of the best acoustic musicians. guitar musician.
Absolutely.
It works well. The lyrics good. So I found this song too, with, you know, for our Word of the Week today.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So it could be.
I think it'd be great.
Great.
So, you know, for the sleepless nights, hopefully this song will help cure that. It's Jukta here with Lullaby. That was Jukta singing Lullaby. Really beautiful.
Yeah.
Very dreamy already. Just makes you want to go to bed.
Yes. His voice actually kind of fits this kind of, these kind of lullabies. Like,
I agree.
Yeah. Kind of half like airy, like 공기 반, 소리 반.
Yes. There is. He does have a lot of air in his songs. And the song goes to a really dreamy place at the end.
Oh, yes.
Really, really nice.
So
I hope not, now, you know how they say, talking about sleepless nights, I hope we're not causing sleepless nights. You know how there's that Korean superstition?
Yes.
You know, don't say it
don't
or else it'll happen.
Yeah.
That's why I think that, you know, it's good to end with a couple lullabies. And I brought in a lullaby of my own to end out our discussion. You know, hopefully everybody will have a wonderful good night's sleep so that they can enjoy a wonderful weekend.
Yes.
Do you have any special plans for the weekend as well?
Not that special. I don't know. Because, like, I know that we've got, like, a holiday, bank holiday on Monday.
That's right.
Yeah, like a 대체공휴일.
Yes.
So maybe I thought that maybe I could plan something, but
yes.
I didn't yet.
Aww.
Like, I don't know. Maybe I should think about it tonight and just, you know, just go somewhere.
It's a
tomorrow
little,
morning.
It's always a little bit tricky, isn't it? Because then you have to make sure something is open if you go somewhere. Like, oh, I want to go to the museum.
Oh, yes.
But then,
what if it's closed?
Is it closed? Is it not closed?
Yes.
You know, and you have to do a little research.
What if I just go to camping site and there were like so many people, like, all crowded with, like, So it's all about, like, 눈치 게임.
That's true. Yeah, you gotta go by feel, follow
feel,
your gut.
Like, yeah.
Well, good luck with that. I
yes.
hope it works.
Maybe
out.
I'll try something random that no one would do. Then I'll be successful. I don't know. I could think about it.
But if it's random, you can't think about it. It has to be random.
Yeah.
Just do it. There's something to think about as you go to sleep tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for all of your great picks today, Hyungwoo.
Thank you very much,
Luna. Had a lot of fun.
Everybody stay healthy, and I'll meet you guys next week.
Thank you, Hyungwoo.
Thank you.
It's also time to kind of wrap up the show already, and I'm so glad to wrap it up with a song that will cure a sleepless night. Here's one from Kisum. It's 잘 자. We're Sleep Tight featuring 길구 봉구. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody. We'll see you back here on Monday. 오늘 하루도 고생 많이 했어. 하루 종일 많이 피곤해.